It is finished. As we have just heard in the Passion according to St. John, this is the last thing Jesus says before he bows his head and gives over his spirit. As John wrote it in Greek, this phrase is actually only one word, finished. It means in John not so much, it's over, all done with, my suffering is now past, death is coming to take away my pain in a welcome release. Rather, by it John means complete, accomplished, fulfilled. I have done what my Father sent me to do. My purpose is fulfilled. I have fully accomplished God's will and completed the task. I have fully achieved what I was sent to do. Finished. When someone repeats to us the last words of a dying person, those words carry great power. In this last word of Jesus, it is finished, John conveys as forcefully as he can that what Jesus came to do was to die. There were many other things Jesus did, each one of infinite value, but the work he finally came to do was to die. Of course, Jesus came as a teacher. John treasures Jesus' teaching. Wisdom incarnate came to teach us God's way of love and compassion and justice, and to live it out clearly so that we could all see what it meant. He is the perfect teacher and example of what it means to be made in God's image. But the problem was not that we don't know right from wrong and need a teacher particularly. It's not that we're slow learners and yet need another teacher. We've had plenty of good teachers. We've had lots of good advice. The problem is we've spurned it. It's not that we haven't been told. We just haven't listened. All through the first chapters of John, we are shown Jesus teaching, but not one of his lessons ends with him saying, "It is finished." Teaching is not enough to complete the work that needs to be done. Like all the witnesses to Jesus, John rejoices in the divine radiance of Jesus' miracles, his signs, as John calls them, the good works of healing and liberation and feeding, by which Jesus not only helped people who needed help, but did it in a way that clearly revealed God's wisdom and goodness. From water turned into wine at a poor couple's marriage, to a dead friend raised and restored to those who needed him so badly, Jesus showed us a God who is infinitely generous, the giver of life to those who need him most. But every one of Jesus' deeds of divine power, each of those signs, is obviously incomplete. They were signs of something more. Something lay beyond them, something radical. Good works are epiphanies of God's love, but they are not the heart of the matter. Jesus did not end any of his signs by saying, "It is finished." Only this one work, this death. If that is true of Jesus' works, his teaching, the good things he did, if none of them finally accomplished what had to be done to save the world, to bring eternal light out of darkness, if only his death did that, which is the witness of every one of the four Gospels and of the New Testament as a whole. If nothing that Jesus did up until his death on the cross accomplished God's salvation, then, among many others, there is one unavoidable conclusion. If Jesus' faith and Jesus' works didn't do it, it is for sure that ours will not. We cannot make things right with God by our own insight or savvy, our good faith or our good deeds, or anything we believe, or anything we can do. Here I am not referring to the obvious, to the sin that pollutes and destroys, but rather to our highest aspirations and best works. Yes, we do want to be lights in the darkness. We want to do good. Sometimes we are flashes of light in this dark world. Sometimes, by God's grace, we do accomplish things that make a difference. I have seen that repeatedly from people in this parish. Yes, but all those achievements, as good as they are a mixed bag. But that's not the point. On this day, we do not even bring that mixed bag. Before Jesus' cross, even at our very best, we stand with empty hands, redeeming the world, reversing the entropy of death, undoing the heritage of evil. Nothing we do can do that. Not finally. That fact is marked very strongly by a striking fact about the liturgy today. This is not a celebration of the Holy Eucharist. Every other day in the year, even Holy Saturday at the Vigil, we may and do stand with Christ as part of his body in the Eucharist, transparent to the sacrifice he made once and for all, receiving the gift and responding in shared sacrifice. This day, Good Friday, is the only day in the church year that we are never allowed to offer the Eucharist. We offer no sacrifice beyond praise and thanksgiving this one day, not even the sacrifice that makes present the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. Christ's and Christ's alone is the only sacrifice. The cross is something that God did in Jesus and not something we can do or ever could. Jesus' death itself, all by itself alone, without us, without anything we can do, is what accomplished, fulfilled, completed, finished God's work of salvation. Every other day, we may offer with him in response to him. This day, Christ's work stands alone. What Jesus finished for us all, he finished once for all, alone, and he did it by dying on the cross. All we can do or need to do is let our hands fall empty and open to this sheer gift. No one understands this. No angel understands this. The theologians who've tried to understand this haven't succeeded. But John's witness to what Jesus said as he handed over his spirit and died is true. It really is finished. What only Jesus could do, he has done. We and the whole world are reconciled to God. Sins are forgiven for us. The door is open to everlasting life for us. The power of evil is overcome for us. What no teaching, no miracle, no life of achievement and goodness could fully accomplish, Jesus' death has fulfilled. Because of him, love is stronger than death. God has overcome sin and death and the power of evil, all that separates us from God and that ruins his world. That is why, in the prayer book, Thomas Cranmer so long ago put these words at the very heart of the service of the Holy Communion. We thank God that in God's tender mercy he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there by his oblation of himself once offered a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world. There is nothing more to do. We cannot save ourselves or others from sin and death. We do not need to. It is here in this death And this death alone that Jesus said, it is finished. It is complete. It is accomplished. The work is done. God's loving purpose is fulfilled. It is finished.